Welcome to the meditation for the healing heart. Before we hear the meditation, though, I would like you to go back a few sessions when we discussed defining your addictions. And if you remember, there were five categories: our thoughts, our feelings, our physiology, our behavior, and our relationships. And if you have that chart that I suggested you develop in front of you, please refer to it. Otherwise, let's take a moment before we begin to recreate this chart. So first are your thoughts, then your feelings, then your physiology, then your behavior, then your relationships. And out of each of these categories, I'd like you to write those areas you'd like to change, those areas of negative addiction, thoughts you'd like to change and feelings you'd like to change, the physiology of your body that you would like to change, your behavior that you'd like to change, and the relationships that you know are not working for you and they're toxic. So take a moment, fill out this chart for yourself, and we can then proceed. Once you have your list of negative addictions, these are the thoughts and feelings and behavioral changes you want to achieve through the Shivisi principle. Each time you listen to this meditation, you should select one of these areas and work on it for as long as you'd like. Could be an hour, could be a day, could be a week, for as long as you wish, and then go on to the next. So, with that in mind, let's move on to the meditation. As in other meditations, you have a choice. You can listen in a private place, or you can take a walk, a leisure walk, a nice area. You'll be undistracted and able to walk peacefully. So I'd like you to imagine that you are walking in a meadow, and the meadow is green, lush, with the summer grass beneath your feet and a bright blue sky overhead. A glorious summer sun. You can see trees swaying in the summer breeze, and elegant birds in flight. And all around you, you can see flowers blooming, blossoms, wherever you look, color and the intoxicating aromas of the blossoms and flowers. And as you're walking, you see a pond of crystal waters shimmering in the summer sun. And there are white lily pads sitting so motionless on the surface of the pond. And as you get closer to the pond, you place your hands in the water and feel their warmth, their alluring and inviting warmth. And you find yourself drawn into the waters, surrounded by the crystal pure waters, immersed almost as if a child is immersed in its mother's loving arms. And imagine now that you are floating to the top of the waters. So your back is to the warmth of the waters, and your face is to the warmth of the sun. And as you're floating almost motionless on the surface of the waters, you'll realize that just as you are floating on the waters between the water and the sun, your neshama is floating within you. You experience a gentle serenity, a calmness. And as you look into the heavens, you can speak directly into the Shemayim and say, Hashem. You know how deeply my heart is pained and broken, and how my hurt sits in the center of my heart. Please, Hashem, help me be free of this pain. Help me be free of this addiction, of this emotion, of this behavior, of these thoughts, whatever they may be. And you can actually think now of the one area you wanted to work on. And as you speak, you imagine that your voice is carried into the heavens. And as you look up, you can begin to see the emergence, the formation of the four letters of Hashem's name, the Yud, then the He, and then the Vav, and then the next Hey, Hashem's name, Adushem. And imagine that these letters descend and land gently, softly on your heart. You can feel their warmth, their radiance, their love. And you place your left hand gently on these letters. And on top of your left hand, place your right hand. So there's a contiguous connection between your hands and the letters and your heart. You can feel the warmth and the gentleness of your hands, but more so, you can feel the radiance and the warmth and the love of Hashem's name emanating. And entering your heart, saturating, filling your heart with Hashem's love and caring and dedication to you, just to you. You can feel the warmth. And along with it, you can begin to feel the healing quality of Hashem's love, Hashem's warmth for you. The heart is healing, warm and loving. Say Hashem's name silently to yourself as you say the Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael. Adushem Elokeinu, Adushem Echad. Feel how the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei enters into your heart, warms your heart, heals your heart. And with it comes a sense of freedom. Freedom from your addictions, freedom from shame, freedom from hurt and guilt, embarrassment. Freedom from all of these feelings, whatever they may be. Take a deep breath, a wonderfully deep breath. And as you're lying there, look up into the Shemayim one more time and say, Hashem, your name enables me to feel a sense of healing, a sense of your love for me, and my ability to love others. I can say I love you, Hashem, and say it and mean it from the center of my heart. not a broken heart, but a healing heart. And when I say this, I know I can learn to let go of all of those negative, painful feelings that I have made so central to my life. But now I feel that my heart has been so penetrated, so gentle, so loving. I feel I can let go of these negative, painful feelings, let go of them, let them float away like a cloud, a wispy cloud. Just permit yourself to lie on the surface of the waters, floating so effortlessly, gently, as Hashem fills your heart with love and caring, and frees you from the shackles of the painful moments. You're emerging a new person, a new neshama.